of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your only Son to take on our human nature and to illumine the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children and enlighten us with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
According to Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told. The Gospel of the Lord. When I go to the grocery store particularly, but sometimes when I'm shopping in other places as well, get up to the counter and the cashier always asks this question, "Did you find what you were looking for?" I think it's kind of a strange question because I've got things. I've got stuff on the counter, so, you know, to me it's pretty obvious that I did find something that I was looking for. But usually I just answer the question and go on. I say yes, thank you, and go on, because I don't want to, if I didn't find what I was looking for, have to get out of line and go back and find it when they tell me it's on aisle 14 or whatever. We come today hearing again this very familiar story of Mary and Joseph making their trek from Nazareth to Bethlehem in order to be counted in the census. The baby is born, and we hear that the messenger from God appears to the shepherds who get the first account of the birth of the Messiah. And the angels give the shepherds a sign that they will find a baby. And then a great number of heavenly hosts appear and sing glory to God. And the shepherds decide to go and check it out. and they find things just as the angel had reported. They found what they were looking for. We know this Christmas story. Even if all we know of the story is what we see on the front of a Christmas card, or what we see in a Christmas creche, or that what we hear in the Charlie Brown Christmas story, we know this story. We know the shepherds found what they were looking for, the baby. What we don't know is that what they understood about what they were seeing. What we don't understand, what we don't know or understand is the importance of that birth to those shepherds or to us. Luke tells us this story and we get the answer to the question of what happened, but we're left with another question. Why did it happen? Why did God choose to come to us and live as one of us? We have to listen with our hearts in order to answer that question, that the birth of Jesus happened. The birth of Jesus happened in order to save us. It happened precisely because we could not save ourselves from the mess of living life on our own terms. If we could save ourselves, we would have done so. But human history has proven that that's not so. God took the initiative and set about this saving work, not because we earned it in any way, but only because of God's love, God's grace. We didn't earn this salvation, this relationship. It's given freely. Grace. Grace, that unmerited, unearned love that God has for all creation. That's God's Christmas gift to us. He gives us grace. He makes us his children with the hope of eternal life. This promised eternal life isn't about going to heaven when we die. Eternal life is living freely and fully right now, living in a loving relationship with God and with each other. This lifetime of loving presence happens right now, right here, and it continues forever. So when we think about the birth of Jesus beyond the story of what happened and consider why it happened, it leads us back to the question, did you find what you were looking for? So here you are in church, some of us more willing than others. Why did you come? Why did you come to church this morning? Maybe you attend church on Christmas morning because it's part of your tradition. Maybe you came to please a spouse or your grandparents, or you're just a regular churchgoer and you like to go to St. Peter's. But regardless of why you came, think for a moment about what you're really looking for. Because maybe something deeper brought you here today. What are you looking for? If we're honest, we will admit and acknowledge that there is a deep longing inside, a sense of something missing in our lives. Some people call it the hole in the soul. It's that nagging feeling that we're not complete, that there's something lacking. We're aware of our fragility, our faults and our failings, but we don't very much like to confess that truth. We spend our lives turning away from that, running away from that, trying to fill that spot in our hearts, that emptiness in our souls with anything that promises to fix us. But try as we might, we cannot fix that hole in our soul by ourselves because it's not of our own making. That empty spot was placed there by God when we were breathed into existence, and it was placed there on purpose to draw us to say yes to God's free gift of love. Christmas is the proclamation that God spoke an eternal yes to us by slipping through the darkness and coming as a helpless baby, to live like us, to die for us, and to be raised from the dead to prove once and for all that our fragility, our failures, our faults are not the last word. Jesus is still redeeming, renewing, giving life to us all, without exception. No matter what your life circumstances are today, God has called you here to speak to you a word of eternal life, to speak to you a word of love, that God loves you, that you didn't have to prove yourself or earn that love or make yourself worthy to receive it, a love that comes to you, for you, in the birth of Jesus. This love is the only true and life-giving way to fill that hole in your soul. It comes to us through word and sacrament. It comes to us through this community today. It comes through to us through hearing again this story, eating again this bread and wine from this table, sharing again in the fellowship of believers. So come. Come to the table. All are welcome. Come and you will find just what you are looking for. Amen.